My sister is a strange kid. She loves storms and snow. I just wish I could go on my picnic.
Picnics are great for warm, sunny days, but there's good things about rainy days and snowy days, too. Do you like sunny days or rainy days? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, like the different weather, there's different times in life, too. Maybe you just want to grow up and do fun adult stuff like drive cars and eat whatever you want, but there's also good things about being a kid, too. You get to learn new stuff every day and have lots of fun with your friends. It's okay to look forward to the future, but take time to find good things about where you are now. Like Psalm 118 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And that's true whether it's rainy or sunny. Our story today is called Seasons of Life. "It's raining, it's pouring," sang 6-year-old Callie as she ran into Amber's room. "I love rain," she said. "It makes puddles to play in." "Yeah, and it cancels picnics," Amber snapped. "Are you going on a picnic?" asked Kelly. "I'm not going anywhere," grumbled Amber. "I told you my picnic was canceled," she sighed. "And that's not all. I was supposed to go to an amusement park tomorrow with Morgan and her family, but Morgan's sick, so those plans got canceled too." "Well, if it storms, maybe the lights will go out and we can use candles," said Callie. "That's always fun." "I hate storms," Amber shook her head. "You're a strange kid. You love storms and rain and snow and cold weather and hot weather, too." Mom laughed as she came into the room. "To Callie, there's no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of weather." "Do you know all the seasons, Amber?" asked Callie. She counted on her fingers. "There's spring and fall and winter and summer," Amber cut in. "I know them too, Callie." Callie threw her arms wide open. "And I love them all." "I'm glad you do," said Mom. "There are different seasons of the year, and there are different seasons in life, too. There's childhood and adolescence. Then, before we know it, we're adults. And then maybe parents and even grandparents." "Yeah, well, the teen years are the worst," Amber exclaimed. "Every season has its blessing, as well as its problems, Amber," Mom said. "It's true that there are stormy times in teen years, but people of every age experience both storms and sunshine." "Is it going to storm hard?" asked Callie. "I'll get the candles out." Amber gave a half smile as Callie ran from the room. "Even storms have a purpose," continued Mom. "For example, lightning puts nitrogen into the atmosphere to help plants grow. And life's storms can help us grow in our faith in Jesus. He loves us, died for us, and is always with us, and he'll help us through any kind of weather we face in life. That's something we can be thankful for every day, no matter what season of life we're in." So how about you? Are you going through some stormy times in your life? Make a list of things that are happening to you. Have any of them helped you experience Jesus' love and care in a new way? Is there anything you think God might be trying to teach you in what you're going through right now? No matter what season you're in, thank him for each day and remember that he's always with you, in good weather and in bad. Our key verse is Psalm 118:24.
"This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
And our key thought for today: trust God in every season of life. We're getting close to the end of the Word with Zach summer reading program. You still have a chance to win the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane or the Mega Family Game Night Basket at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.